What he did was he created a cut of phone calls to a celebrity.
Co-producer Harry Shearer.
In this case, you see, the celebrity was
me.
Yeah, right. So imagine the advantage here. You see, if he was really a guest on a talk show, when he left, he'd really be gone. This way, he's on a record. He can be a guest on a talk show 2, 3, 4, 5 times a week whenever the host wants to take a coffee break, put the record on, and visit the W.C. Johnson. And for total celebrity involvement, he not only took the calls, he also made them.
Me.
Yeah, right. This is my show. What the hell?
can and amuse. Et toi, et quand tu nous le dis, je n'ai pas entendu. Ouais, je pourrais pas si tu viogènes. Ça veut dire que tu n'es pas entendu. Mais reste pas là, avec un peu ta bouche. Tu veux amuser, tu gagnes pour dépenser ton argent. Oh, tu te lèves tombé. Ouais, tu peux pas si tu viens au gène. Ça veut dire que tu te lèves tombé.
Oh my Jesus, oh my Jesus, oh my Jesus.
Love. rode out of the west with a star on his chest, and he tried his best to make it stay. In the heat of the day, 10 stars won't stick to clay, but what the hay, he rode on anyway. He was Gumby. He was a hell of a gun, but the hot midday sun was a burning, dirty and mean. And it's harder to shoot when your gun's hot to boot and your hand's custom green plasticine, like Gumby's. Well, word got around when he rode into town, and soon it spread to the local saloon. And the message was clear when it got to the ear of a bad guy named Soggy Lagoon. Now the goon was so tough he chewed cactus and stuff and used a rattlesnake bullwhip for floss. He wasn't intimidated by anyone animated, and he aimed to show Gumby who's boss. He aimed to show Gumby. I hear you got feet of clay, Gumby heard Lagoon bray. I hear you're putty, you're soft, and what's more, I'll flatten you, said Lagoon, and say, Marshall Cartoon, that's the dumbest looking horse I ever saw. And the whole saloon started to roar
at Little Green Gumby.
You can laugh and joke, Gumby smiled as he spoke, but don't you pick on my pony pal Pokey. Lagoon jumped to his feet, said, meet me out in the street. Gumby obliged with a curt okie dokie.
Little Gumby.
In that hot, dusty town, folks gathered around, for about to take place was a showdown. 60 paces away stood the marshal of clay, who Lagoon was a-fixin' to mow down. It was Gumby. Now Lagoon looked real mean, and Gumby, well, green on the scene of that duel in the sun. But not to be beaten, Lagoon took to cheating, and before the word draw, drew his gun on Little Green Gumby. The town was struck silent by the action so violent, as Gumby fell to the dusty old street. The only sound around,
hey guys, could you keep it down?
Was the love dub of a tiny clay heartbeat. It was Gumby's love dub. The folks turned toward Lagoon, and in a huddle they soon ran him clear out of town on a pole. And though they were trying, the kids couldn't stop crying, cause in Gumby's 10-gallon hat was a big bullet hole.
Little Green Gumby. Little Green Gumby.
But then up something popped, and the crying just stopped, and as the dust settled there in the street, like a bad episode from the Twilight Zone, it was Gumby back on his feet. Gumby coughed a tiny cough, then he dusted himself off and said, folks, I'm really okay. Lagoon missed me today, his shot went this-a-way, but my head slopes that-a-way. Yeah.
Know you.
so long, been good to know you so long. It's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is a blowing me home. I've got to be rolling along. Again, of the place that I lived on the West Texas plains, in the city of Pampa, the county of Gray. Here's what all of the people there say. Well, it's so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. Dusty old dust is a blowing me home. I've got to be drifting along. Anyway, like I told you, the old dust storm hit there. These people all congregated in their little houses. And in the room in the house that I was in, there was 12 or 15 people, and Pa, we was there. Telling each other so long, it's been good to know you. Dusty old dust is blowing me home, and I ain't got long to stay. I've got to be drifting along. Well, here's what happened. The telephone rang and it jumped off the wall. That was the preacher paying his call. He said, look at the shape that the world is in. I've got to cut price on salvation and sin. So long, been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, been good to know you. This dusty old dust is driving me home, and I've gotta be drifting along. The church houses were jammed and packed. People was sitting from front to the back. It was so dusty, the preacher couldn't read his text. So he folded his specs and he took up collections. Said, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is rolling me home. Gotta be drifting along.
Well, what did you people do then? What happened to your folks, your relatives and neighbors and acquaintances and people like you all through that country from Panhandle to Nebraska?
Well, Alan, they didn't know what to do. They sat around and talked there for weeks and weeks. Hated to give up what they'd worked there for 50 years and been born and raised on and had their kids on, and their kids had been born and raised and married on and had their kids on this land. They didn't know just exactly what to do, but couldn't pay their debts. They owed the bankers $3,500, $4,000 on a combined harvester, $1,100 on the tractor. They owed him a year's fuel bill, which always amounted to several hundred dollars. They owed a grocery bill for about a year. They owed all kinds of bills, seed bills and everything else. When they couldn't pay them, well, naturally, they come down with a mortgage and took their land. These people didn't have but one thing to do, and that was just to get out in the middle of the road. Incidentally, the 66 highway runs just about a mile north of this place that I've got in mind as I sit here and tell you this story. That name, 66, is
awful famous name. It's almost as famous as the other name that they've given the 66 Highway, the Will Rogers Highway. These people just got up and they bundled up their little belongings. They throwed in one or two little things they thought they'd need. They couldn't take it all because they didn't have room and they didn't have car, didn't have gasoline, didn't have the money. But anyway, they had heard about the land of California, where you sleep outdoors at night, where you work all day in the big fruit orchards. You make enough to live on and get by on and live decent on. You work hard, work honest. And according to the handbills they pass out down in that country, supposed to have a wonderful chance to succeed in California.
Prayer. El pueblo de Nuestra Señora Lorena de Los Angeles de Porciúncula, Our Lady, Queen of the Angels, Queen of Chumash Indians, Gaspar de Portola, Pio Pico, Kit Carson, Pueblo of Sweating Desert Winds, Oasis of Burning Canyons, I bow, downtown looming above unmarked founders' graves, Mazitos, Indians, Blacks who trudged from Mexico to Mission San Gabriel, settled nearby Chaparral River flats, their ghost haunt pawn shop storefronts, tits and ass theater lobbies on old Bella Union Main Street, your Skid Row, no longer home for road weary Woody Guthries or road jazz Jack Kerouacs, no movie stars slumming the abandoned burlesque houses, just men throat slashed behind the midnight mission, just men throwing up on City Hall steps, just women pacing silent in front of shattered neon bars, I bow, dying palm tree streets of Raymond Chandler, apartments of stucco and heat, I bow, Hollywood movie stars, dead stars, rock stars, has-beens, hopefuls, directors, producers, their scripts, their lunches, their homes, their tennis courts, their social lives, we wore it first, got any coke, this is a private club, their cars and dishes, washed by Latins and blacks, I bow, the boulevard of Musso Franks and Grauman's Chinese, where Bible-belt tourists try to fill shoe prints of John Wayne and Shirley Temple, I bow, the Santa Monica Boulevard street corner boys staring numb at passing cars, and heartbroken queens boast, dried blood wrists, I bow, sunset hookers, tricks, pimps, vice squad, topless Kit Kat dancers, and the guy working all night behind the counter of an adult therapeutic sex toy shop. I bow, religious cult apostles handing out throwaway pamphlets, throwaway salvation to a city believing in movie plots. Scientologists rumble with Krishnas in Vine Street Alley and television morality. Saturday night wrestling grudge match, Olympic Auditorium, Jesus Christ versus L. Ron Hubbard. Call Richmond 999. I bow, heavy metal white kids cruising identical endless suburban streets and sunburnt Pacific Coast Highway, smoking joints, tempting their wild side. Blonde girls with blonde surfer boyfriends with eternal tans. I bow. Carole lowriders cruising Whittier Boulevard past Silver Dollar Cafe, past Ghost of Ruben Salazar, while Eastside homeboys spray paint boundaries on hopeless walls. I bow. Watts old riot growing new on streets of unemployment and hearts that can't forget a past that still exists. I bow. Victims of drive-by gang shootings, victims of nervous police fingers and chokeholds, victims of fire and landslide, victims of dark freeways. I bow. Indians, Latins, blacks, Asians, Anglos, from Pacoima to Little Tokyo to Little Seoul, from Torrance to Bell Gardens, from Fairfax to Boyle Heights, trying to get over in the panoramic view from the air-conditioned Arco Towers. I bow. Aerospace workers, steel workers, assembly line workers, unemployed workers of commerce, industry, and Gardena. World War veterans who came here for the good life of sunshine, postcard orange groves under snow-capped mountains, but found themselves in imitation Spanish colonial tract homes, imitation New England tract homes, imitation Bauhaus tract homes, under factory-gray skies, the same as Gary, Houston, or Chicago, or anywhere else. I bow the cars. I bow vanished Chumash, vanished ranchos, vanished orange groves, vanished angels flight, vanished red cars, vanished Garden of Allah. I bow your ocean, Our Lady, the Brock Cabrillo and Yankee whalers, as it comes to the sand, directed by you, through moon and stars, again and again, again and again, world without end. Amen.
Rawhide. tell him who this guy's trying to be.
The usual obstacles, the typical slogs. I was tossed in a pit full of menacing dogs. Then sold into slavery for a $10 note. Surrounded by possums and suckled by goats. I was tied to a rock overlooking the Thames. Swept into the river and fished out again. Accused of adultery by a well-known harlot and burned at the stake by North African pirates. But as fate deemed appropriate, down came the rains, blinding my captors and dousing the flames, and drowning the harlot who called out my name. That's nothing unusual, it's just more of the same. Then I laid around Memphis for a couple of weeks. Too exhausted to stand and too edgy to speak. Too hungry to think and too tired to pray. But no place to go and yet no place to stay. And to add to life's numerous petty frustrations, I was stranded for hours in the local train station before setting off to squander the seasons in the cities that blanket the northeastern regions. As we finally set off with great jubilation in the general direction of Pennsylvania Station, I recall how my father said, "You're not to blame. A fool is a fool, and you're just more of the same." With an uncertain future and dwindling reserves, old scraps of paper and overwrought nerves, I saw her before me, her foot on the stair, her hands on the railing, the wind in her hair. Well, it seemed like I'd seen her one time in L.A., at some local art gathering or some miserable play, or perhaps in Chicago, or maybe a dream. But dreams are beyond me. Who knows what they mean? And off in the distance, a slow-moving train, all covered with hobos, all drenched in the rain, trying to believe that their lives aren't in vain. That's nothing unusual. It's more of the same. I went out walking one evening so fair. I spied a young jaybird circling the air. "Come hither, young jaybird, and sit on my knee, and we'll watch the sunrise over Avenue C." No, wouldn't come hither to a rounder like thee. For ye may take vengeance on a poor bird like me, and leave me like Papa down 6 feet below. And I said, hey, hold on, take it easy there, crow. You know how many have lived here like many before? They've walked the same hallways and swept the same floors. They've fought the same battles with varied resources, and they sought the same pleasures from a number of sources. They've married, divorced, and the kids have left home. They've taken to beds that they hide in alone, living in limbo and dying insane. Hey, that's nothing unusual. It's just more of the same.
Songs. This was her wise reply.